the wake of a large earthquake in Anchorage, Skagway works to prepare residents for an emergency. And thousands of pounds worth of hammers arrived in Haines Thursday to be featured in a local museum. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. A magnitude 7 earthquake was recorded this morning in Anchorage. There have been no reports of injuries. According to Anchorage Police Department, there is major infrastructure damage and power outages across Anchorage. Many roads and bridges are closed. Police ask that residents stay off the roads. Meanwhile, the municipality of Skagway is examining how the community would respond to a similar emergency. Skagway Police Chief Ray Leggett is working with the municipality's local emergency planning committee on an existing safety plan called You Are the Help Until Help Arrives. The program, created by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, teaches residents and community members basic response strategies. It teaches residents how to position the injured during a disaster, protect them from further harm, stop bleeding, and provide comfort until emergency services arrive. At a borough assembly meeting last week, Mayor Carlson said all of Skagway needs to be prepared for a disaster.
This plan must include all of the community. There is nothing to say that an earthquake, fire, or ship accident will not happen here in Skagway. We must be prepared. Every resident brings their knowledge and skill to this drill. The children of Skagway will even play a part.
Carlson hopes to offer public classes based on the FEMA program in Skagway. In addition, the local emergency planning committee is working on a major disaster drill to be carried out sometime in the spring.
The last time the city conducted this drill was 10 years ago while I was on assembly. It's time that we all became better prepared, and we can never be prepared enough.
The drill would be a simulation of how the municipality would respond to a mass casualty situation. Carlson says it will require coordinating emergency responders, transportation, and communication across town.
Our town is so unique. You know, we have a mountain railroad. We have a steep mountain pass. We've got motor coaches. We've got trains. We've got ships. We've got airplanes. So there are a lot of moving pieces in Skagway that need to work together if there was anything to happen in our community. It's good to do so that you know where your shortcomings are, and because we'll be alone for a while until help arrives.
For more information on FEMA's You Are the Help program, visit khns.org. The Hammer Museum in Haines is well stocked with hammers. There are over 2,000 tools in their collection. That number nearly doubled when a barge arrived this Thursday with 1,600 new pieces. KHNS's Claire Strempel has this story.
The Hammer Museum in Haines may be closed for the season, but that doesn't mean they aren't keeping busy. When doors reopen this May, the collection will be nearly twice the size.
Hi there. Hello.
Museum founder Dave Paul opened the Hammer Museum in 2002.
Welcome to the Hammer Museum.
It is the world's first museum dedicated to the history of the hammer.
Well, our nonprofit Hammer Museum has just received an awesome, awesome collection from a longtime hammer collector in Mesa, Arizona.
When hammer collector Jim Mao of Mesa, Arizona died, his wife donated the entire hammer collection to the Hammer Museum. That collection isn't just hammers either. Mao collected archival material and did research as well. It took Paul, his wife Carol, and the Hammer Museum board an entire day to unload all the paperwork.
It's a lot. If it was firewood, there'd be at least a half a cord there. So we're busy.
It took over a week to pack the hammers in crates for shipping. the Pauls put 5,000 pounds of hammers on a truck from Mesa, Arizona to Seattle, Washington. The hammers made the last leg of the journey by barge.
I, myself, and probably a few board members, too, were kind of on pins and needles, hoping that everything was surviving the trip all right, and it did. Everything got here just as we had packed it 5 weeks ago, so...
The trip wasn't cheap. It cost about $5,000 to get the hammers to Haynes. That may seem like a lot of trouble for a bunch of old hammers. But spend a few minutes talking to Paul, and you'll learn that these aren't just tools. They're a window into history.
Now, this is a cheese inspector's tool, and...
Paul holds up a long-handled hammer with a tiny head. The handle is concave, made to pull a sample out of a round of cheese for a quality check.
Then you've got a little hammer here to put the crate back together with after you've had your little snack. And yeah, there's a hammer for every trade imaginable.
Many of the new hammers from the Mao collection are Madoll hammers, named after the blacksmith who designed them at the turn of the century.
Well, David Madoll in 1840 invented the process of securing the hammerhead to the handle with wedges like we still do today.
Madoll never got a patent for his invention, but his New York manufacturing company was once the nation's largest.
He is memorialized among tool collectors as one of the captains of industry.
The new hammers are in storage at the Fort Seward Barracks until they're processed and added to the museum. It's already wall-to-wall hammers in here, but Paul says they'll find a way to incorporate the new tools into the exhibits. In Haynes, I'm Claire Strempel.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.